Hey guys, Pneumatic Musketeers here, Morgan and Chris. We've got a lot of fun news coming this cast this week. The first one's not super fun. It's kind of sad for those of us in the New England area. MACV Military Airsoft Club Vermont, as of Wednesday night, announced their closure effective immediately, citing financial problems. They just weren't having that big of a play count. It's kind of sad. I was hoping to get up to there for their Battle of Endor game coming up
Yeah, that's
in
what's up.
October or something. But I guess that's not happening anymore. So it's sad to see that field go. As far as I know, that field has been part of airsofting in New England for quite some time.
It is always sad to see a field go, but
Yes.
I think part of their issue was they were just way up there in Vermont, and so they
Yeah.
weren't terribly convenient for many people to go to. It is a shame that neither of us could make it up there and experience that field before its closure, but it is what it is.
Yep.
So moving on, as of July 20th, because we have no further information on this, Operation Lion Claw's Milsim series is Milwaukee Project at the Northridge Mall in Milwaukee, if that's the right name. I think it
I think so.
is at 35% capacity. So it is filling up very quick. It's going to
Yes.
be the last game ever held at that AO
Which is
in the
sad, because
foreseeable future.
hopefully they find another mall, because I really want to play a mall game.
A mall game is definitely something I want to do. But I think part of the draw is it's very close to Operation Irene, both in location and time-wise. So attendees get 50% off, and that 50% off applies to the alumni rate. So that makes Irene very cheap for people who attend this game.
Yeah. So that should be pretty cool. Op Lion Claws has delayed the Lion Claws Tactical Challenge 2015 so that efforts can be put towards another project at this time. Can't say too much about it. We do know what it is, but it's worth the delay.
It's definitely worth the delay.
So Milsim West has announced Assault on Derbent. We're not exactly sure how to pronounce that.
It's in, if you give me a moment, Farmington, Missouri, October 16th through 18th. It's going to be $125 to register early. $150 regular price. But it is the scenario is, I believe, a NATO assault on a the historical fortress city of Derbent.
Yeah. It looks like it'll be pretty interesting. We don't have a ton of details on it yet. I'm sure we'll get more as the event gets closer.
It's actually less than an hour and a half out of St. Louis, so
Not bad.
anyone in that area will get to experience the lovely 40 hours of craziness that is a Milsim West game.
Yeah. And to make that a little bit easier, Milsim West and Tactical Tailor have announced their Milsim West Radio Pouch, which is sized specifically for a Baofeng UV-5R with the extended battery, because that's basically the most popular radio in airsoft, as best anybody can tell. So it looks like a pretty nice pouch. The way the radio is set up is that it is the buttons are facing you. There's a buckle you can release to actually fold the pouch down. And there's a see-through, like, plastic,
Like a panel.
that you, so you can see the screen and control the buttons through it. It is MOLLE compatible. You need, what was it, Alice clips, Malice clips?
Malice clips.
Yeah.
It looks like a fairly cool radio pouch. Tactical Tailor, as far as I remember, are the guys behind all the mil-spec monkey gear as well. It's 100% American made with 100% American materials as well.
Yeah.
And it's going to retail for $32, currently only available, or will be available initially in multicam only, though they have said that other colors will be possible in the future.
Hopefully, so, because multicam, in my opinion, is kind of terrible, and I'd like an olive drab version of it.
Yeah, here's hoping for an olive drab radio pouch.
Or just something that's not multicam.
So, in other news, Wolverine.
Yeah.
Made the greatest announcement ever.
Well, although, kind of.
Not really, but they're teasing everyone.
Yes. They have announced officially the Inferno HPA system, which is a sister product to the Hydra. It is basically an upgraded SMP. It is centerline nozzles only. However, you can buy a Hydra front-end kit to switch the Inferno to a Hydra. It's got an awesome new logo, which is a dragon. It is more air efficient than the SMP a bit. Just generally better. It costs more, obviously. It's a little bit cheaper than the Hydra. It's also
pricing hasn't come out yet for
yeah,
it.
But we do know it is going to be cheaper. I'm assuming around 380. Since the Hydra is 400 and the SMP is 350, that seems like a sweet spot for it.
Yep.
It's got an awesome red body. And currently we only know details on the standard Inferno. There's also the Inferno Spartan Edition, which we'll be getting more details on hopefully soonish. And honestly, Spartan Edition is probably the one I'll be picking up. I don't know what Spartan is, but yeah. It sounds awesome. And how can I pass up a Spartan Edition of something since my tower looks like it came straight out of Halo anyway? So I'm actually glad that they announced this stuff. And these things, it's not just, oh, we'll be making it. They actually have, like, the production models sitting on their desk.
It will be out very soon.
Yeah, it's...
Assuming there are no Hydra-like...
Well, but I think, as people were saying, that's actually one of the things that caused the Hydra to be recalled, is they actually did some more work on the Inferno. But that's pretty cool.
What's been said about this is that it's effectively a one-headed Hydra in that it's centerline nozzles only, but otherwise it's got all the improvements that the Hydra does.
Yes, it is internally identical to the Hydra. The front end is just a bit different.
Yep.
So hopefully they'll be putting that logo on their hats, which they've released. Wolverine's got some hats out in Kryptek.
Typhon.
I always want to say Typhon.
Yeah.
Typhon, ha ha ha.
Oh, yeah, fringe.
Typhon is that, like, blackish, like, law enforcement stealth camo.
Yeah. A cool pattern from Kryptek, as usual.
Yeah, but they got hats, they got their default Wolverine logo, and they've also got the Hydra logo, and hopefully we'll be getting the Inferno logo on them
soon. And
they're
available for $20 on Wolverine's website.
Yeah.
I might have to pick one up.
So, Lalax has some crazy things coming out. The first one is the Ghost in the Shell Evangelion Schrödinger Rifle, which... looks kind of like a P90 mixed with a TAR, mixed with a UAR a bit-ish. And a little bit of F2000 in there, definitely with the scope.
So it's a bullpup mixing pot.
It's a bullpup sci-fi weapon, basically.
With anime stylings.
Yeah. It actually looks fairly cool, and I was like, hey, I want one just for fun, until I converted the Japanese yen over to dollars, and realized that that is a 1,275 USD bullpup that has a MP7 AEP gearbox in it. So mostly that is a collector's edition just for looks, but hey, it looks pretty cool.
Lalax has also put out their Bite MG M4 quick mag holders, which are like hard shell mag pouches for M4s.
Yeah, they look fairly cool. Is it just like standard M4 mags, or can it be like because there's so many, like, Stanag mags are interestingly shaped. Like, they fit in the mag well, but it's...
It looks like just your normal curved M4, M16 type mags, although you should be able to fit one of the straight ones in. But, they would have to be fairly standard in shape.
Yeah.
Because it's a hard plastic shell.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Somewhat speaking of M4s, G&G has released a limited edition CM16 Mod Zero that is pink.
Surprise.
And like all pink guns, this is probably going to end up in a Box of Awesomeness type thing in 6 months when they don't sell them.
Yep. I know people definitely do use them, but on the other hand, I know it's not too many. And I do think it's kind of funny that they're releasing another limited edition because they had, admittedly, it was for a different G&G gun, but G&G seems to have this thing with releasing limited edition pink guns. Whatever.
And they have a thing for not selling very well and then ending up in boxes of awesomeness because no one wants to keep them in stock.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah, because everyone knows that one guy who runs a pink gun and no one else.
So,
So, moving on to better guns that are coming out that
yeah.
might sell well.
KWA is soon to be releasing their MKV Makarov, a gas blowback pistol. Its magazines hold 10 rounds. It's a nice little concealed carry pistol. Looks pretty cool. The video I saw of it, it's definitely a pretty nice looking gun. It's got a, when you flip it on safe, it's actually got a decocker, which is pretty cool. I don't think there was a price point announced for it, but it looks like a pretty fun gun.
It does.
10 rounds is kind of like, that's definitely a last ditch
That would
effort.
be a holdout gun for an American Milsim type game.
Yeah, but you know, it definitely it's a nice looking gun, and as far as I recall, KWA gas blowbacks are generally pretty decent, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, I'm not terribly familiar with gas blowbacks quite yet.
Yeah.
But I have some kind of cool news.
Yeah.
In a few weeks, I can finally confirm this. I will be going to Offline Claws of Red Storm East 4 in Scranton, Pennsylvania at the Scranton Lace Factory.
I'm jealous.
I'm borrowing somebody's contour for this.
Yep.
Because I kind of have to get footage of it. There's no way I can just go and not.
Yep, and I'll be editing that footage, so a couple weeks after RSC guys, we'll get some footage of Chris playing, you know, finally, because it's currently just
Mostly
me
me
on our
though,
channel.
thing.
Is
It's
this thing on thud?
Yeah, exactly. Wait, nope. I just hit the camera. Those of you who have played with me in the community know I tend to be kind of derpy when I play in a somewhat entertaining sort of way. So hopefully that translates well to helmet cam.
Yep. You could even say that quite often you're practically the tactical distraction.
And that brings us, with a lovely segue, to our term of the week, which is, in fact, tactical distraction. Everyone knows one or two or 12 of these guys. They
Pyro.
show up to the fields. Oh yeah, definitely Pyro. They show up to the fields and they're there to play hard, and they're typically fairly good players, but they also bring with them lots of shenanigans. Some of
Extensive
which,
shenanigans.
for the people we know, are not safe for work.
Or life in general, but that's airsoft for you.
Yep. So your average tactical distraction might attend a CQB game wearing Alpenflage, the Swiss camo pattern, and instead of bringing a gun out, stand in the center of the field and discuss neutrality with people. I can neither confirm nor deny the fact that I was very tempted to buy Alpenflage to do such a thing last year.
But would you go with a white flag?
I'm not being French.
Ouch.
Sorry, France.
And with that, guys, this is Pneumatic Musketeers. We're signing out.
See you on the field, guys.